Mike's message get to you?
Hey!
know it's hard to be. With all the olive branches breaking, I have a story to tell. I'm not sure I know how. I'm hungry for the universe to wrap their arms around. Mockingbird jumps after their song. And all the red birds in the backyard are my grandmother. The blue ones aren't around anymore.
Hi, this is Bronwyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's good to be back. Last Monday I was out sick, so it's been 2 weeks since I was last on air. And I'm excited about the show today because I have a lot of songs that I've been wanting to play on air for a while. So it should be a good one. Also, like, spring themed. I'm trying to play a lot of music that I've listened to in spring's past, given that the weather is now quite nice out. There's actually a sheet in the studio that says what song gets you through finals for the DJs to answer. So it's been funny to read through those. But the song you just heard was called Another Bird Song by, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but Acre Mimos and Lomelda. And next I'm going to play a cover of God Only Knows by Matilda Mann. I'm actually not a huge fan of the Beach Boys, but I really like Matilda Mann and she kills this cover, so I hope you like it too.
God only knows what I'd be without you. hurt you. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, the life would still go on, believe me. The world has shown nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you. What I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you. I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you'll never need to doubt it. So sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you. What I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you.
That was Romeo's tune by Steve Forbert, and before that, Matilda Mann's cover of God Only Knows, which in my opinion is better than the original, but I know that's like, I'm probably the only person in the world who thinks that. The next song I'm going to play is Caroline Polachek, and I went to her concert since I last had my show, and she was incredible, like such a good performer. I wish I'd listened to more of her music before I went, because since the concert I've listened to like so much of her music, and I wish I'd like done my research before a little bit. Not that I didn't listen to Caroline Polachek before, but like I should have listened more before I went. But the concert was exquisite. She was an excellent performer. The audio and visual effects were so cool, and overall just good stuff from her. So I'm gonna play a song that in her words is gonna be the song of the summer of 2023. It's gonna be the song of my summer. I don't know about you, but I hope you enjoy this one.
Kind of medicine, 'cause every spiral brings me back into your arms again. Said no regrets, 'cause you're my sunset, fiery red, forever fearless, and in your arms a warm horizon. Don't look back, let's ride away, let's ride away. So many stories we were told about a safety net, but when I look for it, it's just a hand that's holding mine. I'm wearing black to mourn the sudden loss of innocence, and that's alright because it hides the dirt and hides the wine. So no regrets, 'cause you're my sunset, fiery red, forever fearless, and in your arms a warm horizon. Don't look back, let's ride.
Camelot for Jack and Jacqueline, but on the Che Guevara highway, filling up with gasoline. Fidel Castro's brother spies a rich lady who's crying over luxury's disappointment, so he walks over and he's trying to sympathize with her, but he thinks that he should warn her that the third world is just around the corner. The Soviet Union, a scientist is blinded by the resumption of nuclear testing, and he is reminded that Dr.
Robert Oppenheimer's optimism fell. But the first hurdle in the cheese pavilion, and the only noise I hear is the sound of someone stacking chairs and mopping up spilled beer, and someone asking questions and basking in the light of the 15 fame-filled minutes of the fanzine writer. Mixing pop and politics, he asks me what the use is. I offer him embarrassment and my usual excuses, while looking down the corridor out to where the van is waiting. I'm looking for the Great Leap Forward. Jumble sales are organised and pamphlets have been posted. Even after closing time, there's still parties to be hosted. You can be active with the activists or sleeping with the sleepers while you're waiting for the Great Leap Forwards. One leap forwards, two leaps back. Will politics get me in a sack? Waiting for the Great Leap Forwards. Well, here comes the future and you can't run from it. If you've got a blacklist, I want to be on it. Waiting for the Great for the pops to draw in a dial. You're waiting for the Great Leap Forwards. If no one out there understands, start your own revolution and cut out the middle man. For the Great Leap Forwards. In a perfect world we'd all sing in tune, but this is reality, so give us a run. Waiting for the Great Leap Forwards. So join the struggle while you make the revolution, is just a t-shirt away.
So that was Waiting for the Great Leap Forwards by Billy Bragg, and before that, Sunset by Caroline Polachek. Both songs I've like had on repeat in the past couple of weeks. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, so I've been really liking Waiting for the Great Leap Forwards. First of all, it was played on my show earlier this semester by somebody who was subbing for me, and that was the first time I heard of it. And since then, it's just been pure addiction to that song. But it's also very topical for me because I'm taking a class on modern China. And this past week, we finally talked about the Great Leap Forward. And I was like, oh my god, I love this song. So yeah, it's been especially relevant to my life this semester. The next song I'm going to play is called Kathy and Paul.
Cheers. what we share. 1, 2, 3, 4.
On the kiss cam, no one can touch us. Yeah, we're too high, too high, too high. Up on the kiss cam, looking the wrong way. Yeah, we're too high, too high, too high. Up on the kiss cam, just for a moment. Yeah, we're too high, too high, too high. Up on the kiss cam, was all that I wanted. Yeah, we're too high, too high, too high, too high. And
it never rains.
myself respect. I'm out of bread. I'm underloved and I'm underfed. I wanna go home. Tell the folks back home I nearly made it. I had offers, didn't know which one to take. Please don't tell them how you found me. Oh, don't tell them how you found me. Give me a break. Oh, give me a break.
Seems it never.
That was It Never Rains in California by Sonny and Cher. Before that, Kiss Cam by Turtlenecked. And before that, My Wandering Days Are Over by Belle and Sebastian. Which, okay, I only recently made a playlist of, like, every song I've ever played on WMFO. And then I was kind of, like, cross-referencing to see of my, like, most played songs of all time what I had never played on air. And shockingly, My Wandering Days Are Over was one of them. I think there must be a mistake, because I just feel like there's no way I've never played that song on air before. Like, I just must have missed a week or an episode when I was compiling all the songs I've ever played on air. But happy to play it again, of course. As I said, this show today is, like, inspired a little bit by spring, and I feel like Belle and Sebastian to me are like a very spring artist. I've listened to them, well, I first started listening to them in spring 2 years ago, and then I feel like last spring I was listening to them a lot. So in my head, Belle and Sebastian is a very spring themed band. Okay, I'm gonna play another Caroline Polachek song. This one was my favorite of the whole show that she played. Sunset was really good, but this one was definitely my favorite, so I'm excited for you to hear it. I went to a formal on Thursday, and I was just thinking how awesome it would be if they played this song at the formal, even though I knew there was no way they would. I should have requested, I should have gone up to the DJ and asked them to play this song, but anyways, I hope you enjoy it.
Gonna be torture before it's so long. Does that make it crazy? Cashing all of my courage before you're all mine. Does that make it crazy? Separating you and me tonight. Ah, isn't
show me the future. Yeah, I'm separating you and me tonight.
That was Ones Who Love You by Always, and before that, Ocean of Tears by Caroline Polachek. I'm now going to read a PSA. One sec. Okay. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city. Is that true? No. Okay, anyways, Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a four block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to play in the grassy fields. The Tufts Pacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5 mile walk mostly along the Mystic River, and a further mile up the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all kinds of trees, grass, ducks, geese, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, and even turtles. Improve your physical and mental health. They're all free for you to enjoy along the nearby Mystic River Reservation, a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I'm going to have to fact check that Somerville being the most densely populated city in New England fact. Not sure if I believe that, but if it's in the binder, it's got to be true. Something else I'm supposed to remind you of is the donations drive. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation, select arts, sciences, engineering, then other, then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. So I only have time for two more songs, and both are songs, as I said earlier on my show, I kind of did a giant playlist of every song I've ever played on the radio and then cross-referenced with my favorite / top played songs personally, and I was kind of surprised that there are some songs that I really, really like that I've never played on air. So these last two definitely fall under that category. So I hope you enjoy and have a lovely rest of your evening.
Of this town, we're all in my mouth, only I don't know how they got out. Dear, turn me back into the bed I was when we met. I was happier then with no mindset. And if you took to me like a gull takes to the wind, I'd have jumped from my trees and I'd have danced like a king in the ice, so and the rest of our lives would have fared well. New slang when you notice the stripes, the dirt in your cries. Hope it's right when you die, old and bony. Dawn breaks like a bull through the hall. I should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you took to me like a girl takes to the wind, well, I'd have jumped from my trees and I'd have dance like the king in the eyesores, and the rest of our lives would have fared well. Godspeed, all the bakers are done, may they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find, without a trust of flaming fields. Am I too dumb to refine? And if you took to me like wood, I'd have danced like the queen of the eyesores, the rest of our lives would have fared well.
This is Bronwyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for listening to my show. If you've been listening the whole hour, I really appreciate it, and listen in next week, same time on Monday.
She lived in space, man. I feel